Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible. And we have on the phone with us today the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, Chris Cope. And she is here to get us caught up on, gosh, quite a few things. I'm very excited to chat it up with you. Chris, how have you been? Happy fall.
Yeah, it is fall, and it feels like fall, and pretty soon it's going to start to look like fall, and actually just, I've even seen a few leaves on the ground.
I know. Well, I know that the seasons changing is probably one of the most beautiful parts of Minnesota weather, but it's just hard to say goodbye to our beautiful summer. And I know with the changing of the seasons, certainly things do change at Hastings Family Service, and you're kind of cyclical like that as well, aren't you?
We sure are. And, you know, speaking of just fall and the fall harvest, that's something that's always so extraordinary because those local growers and gardeners and farmers are always so generous and bring us their produce. And so we're seeing that now, and we'll continue to see it, you know, for a few more weeks here. And the zucchinis are in full force, and the cucumbers and tomatoes are starting to slow down a little bit. But it really is, it's really wonderful that we can have so much fresh produce right now. And now apples are starting to come, and potatoes are starting to come. And so, yeah, it's fall brings new gifts to us, so it's really nice.
Do you find that the same farmers are the ones that keep coming and bringing their bounty to you year after year?
Oh, gosh. We have a few regulars that have done this for years. Mm. And it really is, that's just been their passion. I mean, we have a pumpkin grower who specifically grows a specific crop of pumpkins for us so we can give those out to families, with their food orders.
Oh, and Chris. So,
yeah, and a couple of the local orchards also are just always super, super gracious with us. So, we are very, very blessed, you know, being in a rural community like this to be able to benefit from so much produce. And definitely even at Rivertown Treasures, we, you know, like when the weekend comes, if we haven't given it all out in the market, we'll put it out on our free shelf in the store. So a lot of people enjoy that. And actually, I got two cucumbers last week because we have so many. So it really is a kind of a fun thing. And during our school supply distribution this year, we gave out bonus bags of tomatoes and cucumbers for families picking up school supplies. So it really is making a difference for a lot of people.
How did your school supply distribution go, please?
Oh, gosh, it was great. We, once again, as we did last year, we did a drive-through. So we set it up on the side of our building, and we had 225 kiddos get their backpacks and all of their school supplies. And, boy, there's just a ton of gratitude for people in our community who helped collect school supplies or went out and purchased school supplies or maybe had their kids pick out two of everything. And so we had lots of wonderful donations and beautiful backpacks. I know our Saviors did, celebrating their 150th anniversary, did 150 backpacks. So that was huge. And so it is always a fun time. And the cool thing is that we have a lot of the same volunteers who help with this program, and many of them are retired teachers. So they're still very passionate about helping kids get ready to go back to school. And when I've been visiting with some of them, they say they still get excited this time of year, like kind of that excitement that kids feel when they go back to school. Well, teachers have that same excitement, and they like being involved in this program just to be a part of the energy and the kind of just the new year and the new start that kids get to have when they go back to school. So it was a very wonderful. We only had one major day of rain, which was great, and so we did have to kind of switch gears that day because it was raining, cats mm-hmm. and dogs, and so for the rest of the distribution, weather was cooperating and safe and really fun.
Oh, Chris, that's so wonderful and so rewarding for everybody. Just a great program. You mentioned Rivertown Treasures, one of my favorite places. Now we're heading into a new season, so can I get discounts on some of my leopard short sleeve shirts? You know, and when are you getting your sweaters in?
Well, I hate to break it to you, Mo, but the leopard sweaters have gone out.
What?
The leopard spandex, we no longer put it out because nobody's buying it.
Nobody's buying leopard? You're joking.
And who's your partner in crime again? What was her name?
Myrna. What are you talking about? Leopard is still in.
Break it to Myrna that leopard is out. And so, anyway, but I digress, and I'm distracted when you talk about this leopard. But anyway, right now we have our summer clearance sale going on, and everything is 75% off for summer clothing. And so it's just a great way to kind of maybe just pick out some fun things, some new sandals, some new items. And we still have plenty in the inventory. And so each week what we do is we rotate out about a fifth of our merchandise and bring in fall. And so right now there's still a nice selection of summer wear, and at 75% off, I mean, our average shirts and pants are $5.
Oh wow.
So do the math, Mo. It's pretty darn inexpensive, and so definitely a great time, you know, even to get some extra things for your kids for next summer. This would be the time to do it. And, of course, we have our infamous $1 rack. And so at 75% off, there you have it. For 25 cents, you can maybe get some new comfy, who knows, workout wear, whatever you need. So stop down. We're here Tuesday through Saturday. And check out our clearance sale. Part of the reason we do this sale and the rotation of our inventories is we're now prepping for fall clothing vouchers. And so at the end of September, we'll start scheduling clothing vouchers for fall merchandise. And so what that means is anybody that's listening that might need some help with their clothing, they can give us a call and we can schedule a time for them to come in. And the clothing is free. They get a gift certificate with a dollar amount, and they get to come in on two occasions to shop for clothing. And so, you know, if you're doing okay right now, maybe save your fall voucher for a little later in the fall, because at the beginning it's a little busier, so things do get purchased and picked very quickly. And so if you're, you know, have a few things to get you through the season, maybe come in October, late October, where there's going to be a really big, nice selection of fall clothing. So, yep, we all kind of have to start changing over our wardrobes and putting away the sandals and covering the toes, Mo. That's always a hard thing for me. I like my toes out. So,
absolutely. Well, that's great. 75% off is wonderful. Chris, how about some of your other programs? I know that when we were all pausing during the height of COVID, that some of your programs were, you know, just changed a little bit. But where do you stand now with, let's say, Meals on Wheels?
Yep, the Meals on Wheels program is still continuing to operate. We have the actually largest participation we've ever had, and so I think it's proven to be a very safe and effective way for a senior or just anybody who needs some help with their meal prep to be able to still get their meals. We still are doing just door drop versus entering people's homes, and we've just decided kind of that's a best practice during COVID. And so, yeah, the program continues to operate. We still offer our frozen food option as well. We have a frozen meal option. So we have many people who might get 5 hot meals and 5 frozen meals each week. That way they have, a meal to heat up a little later in the day. And definitely that's a program we're always looking for volunteers for. So anyone interested in volunteering for Meals on Wheels can just go to our website at hastingsfamilyservice.org, click on How Can I Help, and you'll see the volunteer tab. And there's an application right there, and we'll have our volunteer coordinator connect with you and schedule an intro meeting and a little intake and orientation, and we can get you started. But it's a really fun program, just a great way to kind of make a difference and make a difference in someone's life.
Chris, exactly how does that work? What are the parameters to be eligible for this program? And you mentioned that it doesn't matter what age you are. I think there is a misnomer that it's just a program for seniors.
You know, that is the main clientele, seniors or people with disabilities. You know, but if there's, you know, really anyone that might not be able to provide for their meal, that they could be a good candidate. The program, really anybody's eligible. There are funding options available for someone who meets the government guidelines for what's called waivered funding. Their meals would be provided for through this waiver. And in addition to that, we have many private pay people who purchase the meal, and so they're billed once a month for the meals that they deliver. So, you know, and those meals, we charge $5.20 a meal, and Hastings Family Service does subsidize that. So the meal costs more than $5.20, but we just want to make it really affordable for folks. And the great thing is it's really a well-balanced meal. And in addition to the hot meal, you're going to get your milk and bread and possibly a salad or fresh fruit and dessert. And so it's a lot of food, and it's good food prepared all at Regina Hospital. So yeah, if you're interested, you can always just call over to our Meals on Wheels program at 651-404-1548. And the staff over there will talk to you about just how it works and how the delivery works and how the billing works.
And then, Chris, you mentioned your need for volunteers. It really isn't a huge time commitment. Can you expand on that, please?
Correct. The Meals on Wheels program is probably one of the more flexible delivery or volunteer opportunities, because we have many churches. Mo knows this as part of her church. She is a Meals on Wheels volunteer, but you get to decide which of the days you want to volunteer. And it's about a 1 hour commitment, and you'll deliver anywhere between 8 and 10 meals. And Mo, you probably can speak even better to it because you're there.
I think sometimes people think, oh, it's going to be a big time commitment, and I'll feel bad about not being able to talk to everybody when I deliver a meal. But it really is something that people understand, that you have other meals to distribute. And like you said, everything is prepared at Regina Hospital. Really great food, and they get a hot meal and they get a cold meal together.
Correct.
And you deliver them, and you know, you have a set route and it's all routed for you. It makes the most sense, so you don't have to worry about that. It is kind of nice to have somebody that is riding shotgun so that they can be the person that says, here's where this address is. But it certainly is something people can do by themselves. But no, it's a wonderful program, and you're done within an hour, absolutely, for sure.
Right.
So if you're
right.
looking for people, I hope that you have some good volunteers that come forward, because it's a great program and you're doing a really good thing.
Yeah, we're very very blessed. It is our largest volunteer team, and so for the most part, we don't have a problem filling the routes at all. So, but it's, again, you know, it's a great opportunity for someone who doesn't maybe want to be committed to a regular schedule or a regular commitment, and to be able to pick and choose when you want to do it. Our other real flexible volunteer program is our Just Friends program, and we're providing transportation to area residents to doctor appointments right now. And we had a volunteer who was just recently volunteering in the market. And in the market, under normal circumstances, our neighbors are shopping in the market and able to pick out their food. And there's a little interaction, but not a lot, only if they have questions. So we had a market volunteer who decided, I would like a little more client interaction. And so he just signed up to be a Just Friends driver. And definitely there's a lot of opportunity to visit and to get to know the person that you're transporting. Obviously, if you're taking them down to Mayo or to Woodbury, you know, you're in the car together for a good hour, and so it's a great opportunity to really just have a little more interaction. And so that's that's another program where we're really trying to build up our Just Friends program. We definitely are not giving the rides, and we definitely don't have as many volunteers as we did pre-COVID, and so we're hoping to ramp that up. And again, we're watching the numbers, we're watching the positive numbers, and the safety protocols for keeping masks are being encouraged in that program. So that is something that, you know, could change with time, but right now we're in full operation, and if you need help with your transportation needs to get to doctor appointments, you can just call us here at 437-7134 and just ask to speak with Maddie or the Just Friends program, and they can take care of telling you how that works and the deadline for getting your ride request in, etc.
And again, that is a pretty easy program to sign up for if you are looking for a ride. How much time in advance do you need to let you know?
You do need to call the week by the end of the day on Wednesday for a ride request for the next week. So what happens is all of the ride requests are as they come in. The sooner notice you have, give us, the better, because the minute we get your ride request, we put it up on sign up. That's the platform we use to send out the ride requests, same platform we use for Meals on Wheels. And so what happens is an email goes out with a link to sign up, and you can see all the different rides that are out there. And once your ride is taken on Friday of the week before your ride, you'll get a call from one of our volunteers or from Maddie, our coordinator, and they will let you know who your driver is or if your ride was picked up. And for the most part, we have a really pretty high success rate of filling the rides, but there are occasions where rides are not picked up, and so, you know, that it isn't, and it is a free service, so it's just, you know, the more volunteers we have, the more likely we can fill 100% of the rides, and that's our goal.
Absolutely. Chris, again, give your phone number, please.
It's 651-437-7134.
Chris Cope, she's the executive director of Hastings Family Service, and we always appreciate her time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible, on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.